Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My goodness, Cam Scadabo. It's one of the reasons, and you can see it early on, BT, with these two together in that backfield, the RPO, the way Scadabo runs the ball, looking for contact, looking to mash a defender, welcoming it. This guy's an animal.
He is.
I just saw a clip on social media that's making the rounds now. When he was at Arizona State, he was banging his head with a helmet against a brick wall, getting ready for a game. Like, he's a different animal, Scadabo.
Mm-hmm.
I love the celebrations, all that stuff, the dancing, that energy is elevating to anybody who's around it. It's infectious.
Yep.
And you could feel it. So not only the skill level, but that energy alone has elevated the Giants. And that elevates the crowd. And you could feel the energy in the building. It was even before Dart set foot as a starter on the field, it meant like the energy that the crowd was going to have, you know, talking about going into that Chargers game, the excitement that we had in this town for it. Now you're seeing it come to fruition. It is refreshing. It is a joy, and it is fun to watch those two play football together.
No question. Did you see him ripping his shirt off last night with Fitzpatrick?
I did see that.
You know, cult hero was born, and, you know, I mean, listen, it's nice to, you said this before, use different wording, but I know what you meant. Like, welcome to the modern NFL Giants.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to have you. And, you know, the Giants traditionally have done things, you know, when they've been at their most successful, you know, a lot of sacks, a lot of defense, possess the ball, you know, whether it's the two with Parcells or even the two with Eli, the two championships. But this kind of feels a little bit in between because Dart's got, you know, wiggle and sizzle and juice and like flair, but also substance. And Scadaboo is a throwback 70s, 80s, 90s kind of player. Just put your pads down and pop.
The one thing I would say, and I'm not trying to pick on Shane Bowen today, but the one thing I would say that I feel is missing from getting them to another level is aggression on defense. And he's just vanilla. He's got a vanilla personality, which is fine. Like, you don't have to be an excitable personality, all that. But his defense matches his personality. It's vanilla. It's plain. It's boring. And they have studs on defense that need to be unleashed. So I know Burns is going to do his thing, one of the league leaders in sacks. He's been having a major impact. I know they have other players on defense, even the secondary making big plays last night. You know, I think Drew Phillips is a dog, so I think they got the right guys. I think they need a defensive coordinator to match the defensive skill set, whereas Bowen is just, to me, playing it safe and too vanilla for my liking, just to get them to another level. I'm not saying that they should make a change right now.
Yeah, I got you.
Let's see how the season plays out. I'm just saying that that would be one more level of elevation I'd like to see, a more aggressive defense.
Is it benign or vanilla because he doesn't trust a couple of guys in that secondary, which is what I think it might be?
Yeah, but I think
you earned a little more trust last night, so maybe that changes. Maybe the very conservative approach becomes more, all right, I trust a few guys back there. Let's go eat. Let's blitz.
I think this is more his thing, but either way, I'd like to see a little more aggression from the defense, but the defense was good last night. Now, they got lucky on that botched play there. the broken, you know, broken play in the secondary where Jalen Hurts overthrew, was it Smith, down the sideline?
Yeah, he's wide open.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ben is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Yo, VT Sal, this was a game, like, when I was in high school, 2010, 2011, I was watching with my high school buddies, and I was saying, like, this feels like Justin Tuck is out here, post-human Euro, prime Eli Manning. The one thing that I really want to focus on is that everyone's been bashing Dable, Shane, flying planes, Mara, fire everyone. I called you guys last year talking about how I thought it was stupid. The main point is all those knuckleheads out there who are calling out Dable, Shane, Mara, they have to own up to the fact that we just went out there and beat the defending champion.
Hold on a sec, Ben. Hold on. I appreciate that, but it's a little early for the victory laps here. Whatever was said about either of those three men before last night was on point and accurate. I mean, they earned that criticism, Ben.
Well, no, I do. I'm not saying that all of it was gone, but, like, it was basically a lot of times you have the media come out, and fans as well, including myself, we're a little fickle, come out and say that you have these guys who, oh, it was an aberration 2022. Mm-hmm. And maybe, yes, maybe 2023 and 2024 were really terrible, and there were a couple games this season. And I do blame Dable for not starting Dart from week one. I do agree with that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I think people should be fair and honest, you know, and obviously, no, I'm not pumping my chest. I think they're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I do think that they definitely have, as you both were saying, a very bright future ahead.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and thank you for the call, Ben. My whole reasoning, like, each step of the way, there are different ways to attack it. After the last season, you could have made the argument, and we did, even though I was a believer in Brian Dable, you certainly could have made the argument, start fresh now. Shane and Dable haven't done enough to show you that they can be the guys, and you're going to be taking a quarterback. So why not just get a new GM, new head coach with a new quarterback? Okay, that's one thought process. The other would have been to do what they did, keep Shane and Dable, and then say, okay, well, they got to take their quarterback, and now they've got to be here beyond just this year because there's going to be an evaluation process. And once they made the decision to keep Shane and Dable, that was where I was at. I needed to see what Dable can do with Jackson Dart. So I'm just speaking for myself. Once, like, and it's not just about the results, wins and losses. Those, and I said this last week, even after the Saints lost, it's early on. It's the second week. We can't just be, well, they lost to the Saints, fire everybody. You need to see what Shane Dable, more specifically Dable, and Dart can do together the rest of the year. That's where we're at. It also shouldn't be definitive. Now, I wouldn't make a change. I'd keep them together. I said the same thing last week, so I'm going to say it again, obviously. But also shouldn't be definitive right now. Let's see how the rest of the season plays out.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what we're doing. And some people kind of have a different timeline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last caller, I appreciate where you're coming from, but You know, I would just reiterate here, multiple things could be true. You could be a train wreck and undisciplined and uninspiring and just basically inept, as the Giants have been for the last couple of years, and then you can get a couple of different players and things can, bang, change on a dime. I mean, Bill Parcells, I know we reference this a lot, but his first year was 3-12-1. He was about to get fired. And then the next year, I think they went 9-7. They won a wild card game. And then after, you know, 2 years after that, they're Super Bowl champions. So I think that we just kind of, the way it's gone, you know, people weren't calling Mike and Chris when Parcells was first coaching because there was no WFAN. The way it is now, everybody's got access. Everybody's got a megaphone for the world to hear. And when you look as bad as the Giants have looked for 80% of the Dable and Shane era, it's not unfair to say what we've said.
Also, explain to me why Daniel Jones is one of the MVPs of the league right now, but yet Brian Dable for the last 3 years couldn't have him be successful. Like, if you're looking to knock Dable, and today's not the day to do that, certainly, and I want to see what he can do with his guy. He didn't pick Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones is having immense success with the Colts in the first, you know, 5 weeks of the season when he couldn't do anything with the Giants for the last 3 years of their seasons under Brian Dable. So it's not like anybody who criticized Dable was wrong. To me, the criticism of Dable with Dart was wrong. Once he went with Dart, you needed to see, okay, that's it. Let's see what they could do together. And it shouldn't be an overreaction one way or another to every week. Obviously, right now, after 3 weeks, it looks great. And I would keep them together certainly throughout the rest of the year and even probably beyond that one more year just to see definitively what they could do together.
Yeah, and just to follow it up, you know, with the statement at last caller, like, it's the only thing that really bothers me is when people don't change their positions based on evidence that's provided to the contrary, right, in terms of why you first formulated your original opinion. Right. So, I mean, I'm not fully there. There's a lot of football to go. But I said as recently as 2 weeks ago, I would have fired Dable. Right. I said that right. I would not have brought him back this year. Excuse me. Now, if this continues to go well, and I think there'll be some more high points this year, then I will happily say, my bad, right, give me the L, I was wrong, he's the guy.
Similar to where last year, like, I had no choice. You know, I've been a Dable backer, but, like, at some point last year, what am I supposed to say? Oh, I still love him? And you could just be like, well, how? Based
yeah
on what?
Yeah, no, where's the evidence?
I had nothing.
Yep.
So you had to be open to at least thinking, you know what, maybe he's not the right guy. Even as recently as this year, after week one, after week two, like, they can't lose that game that they did to Dallas. But it's different once you go to the franchise quarterback. It's no more evaluating what Dable's done. It's about now what Dable will do with his hand-picked quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he's an offensive guy. Well, how's their offense looked in the last 3 weeks since Jackson Dart has taken over? Even with the five turnovers, the fact that they were driving the football five straight drives, to me, was impressive. The turnovers are circumstance of, you know, rookies out there.
Yep.
AJ calling from Tenafly. What's up, AJ?
Nope.
Hey, guys, I was at the game last night. What a win. My goodness. My son wanted me to take him for his 13th birthday, and I didn't want to go. Why subject myself to that emotional punishment and pay an arm and a leg to do it? But little did I know that I'd see certainly the best home win we've seen this decade. And 2 points about the game. First of all, I think one player that goes unmentioned way too much, because, yes, it's been Dart's insertion into the lineup, but Dart's insertion coincided with the return of Andrew Thomas. Mm-hmm. And the offensive line has just been a different animal since he's gotten back. And they ran the ball down the Eagles' throats last night. It wasn't a win. It was a beatdown.
Right.
And that's what's made it so amazing. And the other thing, guys, I'm not sure if you knew I was there. The biggest ovation of the game was not about any play. It was when Jackson Dart ran back onto the field after he was in the medical tent.
It was awesome.
It was unbelievable to hear the crowd respond to that. He has, I think, Sal, you said the word at the Open. He has galvanized this fan base in a way we haven't seen in a really, really, really long time, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of it.
Well, awesome going to the game, your son. Happy birthday as well. There's cheers and there's belief where, if you close your eyes and you listen, you kind of tell. It's like, all right, they're responding and they're happy because of a touchdown or a win, but it's not that deepest level of, it's not coming from the deepest part of their football soul. It's like they're still trying to convince themselves, yeah, I'm happy we won, but with the DeVito stuff, and I'll mention that again. Mm-hmm. Last night, different. The Chargers game, different. That's the sound of belief. And now it's becoming, well, went from hope to belief to really rooting in conviction.
Right.
And what he said about Andrew Thomas, think about this. Now, Sal and I, every Thursday, we do our Power Up, and we give you the top five teams in the NFL. But before the season started, you know, we were doing Power Up, and one of the versions was the five most important players in New York. Andrew Thomas was number one for me. Like I've always said, to me, he is the most indispensable player on either team because when he plays, they look one way. When he doesn't, they look non-functional.
Yeah, obviously they need him back, and he's been back, and they've been good because of it. I still think that they would have been better, or not better, but still good offensively once Jackson Dart took over with Scadabo, even if Thomas were to go down. There is a difference between an energy and excitement level around the backup quarterback or the rookie quarterback or the young kid, just in general, right? And initially, that was what I was thinking. Well, everybody just wants Jackson Dart because he's the unknown. He's the future. Yeah, similar to what we saw, whether it's Sam Darnold, whether it's Zach Wilson, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave Daniel Jones out of it for a second. And then you watch him, and it's like, okay, well, whatever. You're excited because he's your young guy, but you sometimes you see flashes, sometimes you don't. This is different in that. You had that level of excitement and intrigue. You wanted to see the rookie kid. You wanted to see the new quarterback, the future. But then when you see him and all that he encapsulates, his attitude, his moxie, his ability to lead and elevate, and then you see his skill set, which is an excitable skill set. He's not just sitting in the pocket making the proper reads. His skill set of running with the football, third down efficiency, diving for first downs, that's also exciting. Combined with one of the more exciting running backs in the league in Cam Scadabo because of his physical nature. Like, so it's not just an excitement because he's the new guy, because he's the backup, because of the unknown or the possibility of being the future. There's real, legitimate, tangible things yep. to be excited about with Jackson Dart versus just any, well, let's see what the rookie quarterback can do.
That's why I use the word conviction. I agree. Hey, they didn't beat the Jets or the Panthers or the Raiders or the Browns last night. They beat the Eagles. That's what they did.
They stomped the Eagles.
They did. They smoked them out, and they choked them out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.